This is Fox Sports Tonight. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
One of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived, Sting. We know him as Steve Borden, joins us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. And Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Tell us about putting on that makeup and going out in front of, say, 50,000 people. What's that feeling like?
My sphincter gets really tight, and I just turn the light switch on and I go for it.
Oh my! Well,
okay. So, all righty, we didn't know what we were expecting here, did we? No, I mean it's a rush. There's no question about it. I mean, you know, but you do turn the light switch on, and I know you guys both know what that's all about, and get into the zone, and there's nothing better.
And Steve, you know, another thing we were talking about is it doesn't matter how much you practice or how much you're in the weight room, how much you prepare, you still get that nervousness when you get out there. Did you get that up until the end?
I'll tell you what, you know what, I'm still doing it, number one. And the other thing is, after all these years, it's been 27 years, and still to this day, when I get to the curtain, I always get nervous every single time. And it doesn't matter if I'm just doing a little bit or if I'm doing a lot, I get nervous. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. And a lot of people don't understand it after all these years. But, you know, I think it helps me. It's been to my advantage.
So, Steve, if you lose that feeling of excitement and nervousness, is that time to hang it up?
I think it is. I think it'll be time to stop. I mean, the wave is coming into shore anyway. I know that. And my time is limited. So, anyway.
So we're talking about your movie Revelation Road, and you're on with a lot of high energy guys, especially Eric Roberts and Brian Bosworth. What was it like doing the acting gig?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, and I've done a couple of these now, these Christian films with Pure Flix, and to meet Brian, it was a pretty cool thing too, because we have a little bit of a not really a history, but in his autobiography, he wrote about me, or dedicated a little tiny paragraph toward me. It was his, you know, all 20 years ago, whenever it was that he wrote that. And he said, yeah, there's this pro wrestler named Sting who copied my haircut and flat top with a ponytail, and I should get a piece of the gate, you know, at every event that he does for the rest of his career. And I never did meet the guy until we did this film. And I said, by the way, I had the haircut before you did. He just laughed. You know, it was funny, you know. Yeah. Both on the set. He said, you really have it before me? I said, yes, I did.
Joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline is Steve Borden. You may know him as Sting. And by the way, Steve, when I looked at your picture of actually you compared to what I know you as, there's no way I would know that was you on the street. How did you come up with that makeup and the whole character?
Well, you know, originally, you know, I started with a guy named Jim Hellwig, who later became a famous wrestler called the Ultimate Warrior. And we were just a couple guys. He was from Georgia, I was from California, and we were trying to get as much attention as we could. And it was easy for him because he was 285 pounds and just jacked. I was about 260. I was jacked, but I looked like a regular guy compared to him. But the two of us together, pretty imposing. And there was a famous tag team in those days called the Road Warriors. And we thought, well, hey, man, if we start painting our faces, maybe we can get the big matches with these guys. And that's where it all started. And it's just kind of developed into different looks. And over the years, my character changed a little bit, but I've always had the paint, you know. So it's pretty cool.
And you did, just like watching this national title game tonight, which we've been talking about, Sting. You know, you did get the chance to win heavyweight championships and fight for the crown. What's that like when you finally get your shot at the top?
Oh man, it was an incredible feeling. There's no question about that. And you know, the roar of the crowd and everything, and you kind of feel like, well, hey, I've arrived. You know, after all these years. And well, I say all these years, and it was within about 2.5 years that I had made it that far. And so it didn't take long, but just things just worked out the way they did. And God blessed me along the way. And, you know, since then, I've won the world title many, many times. So, but it's still a rush.
Joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline is Steve Borden, also goes by Sting in the wrestling world. And, Steve, how different was it to, I guess, go from the sports world to doing a movie? And I do know that wrestling is a lot of entertainment. Everything that Rob and I did was entertainment as well. but it's a different type of entertainment. We don't have to do takes over and over and over. So how was that for you?
It's a great experience to be able to do that. I mean, you're not playing toward the balcony like we do, you know, when we do the wrestling gig, you know. It's a lot more intimate and, you know, more subtle, and, you know, it's you trying to, you know, when you're used to being this huge over the top character, and then to try to tone it down and be an actor on the set, man, that can be pretty scary, pretty intimidating. But it's still, you know, you talk about the rush. Even that is a rush, because, you know, when you nail this, it feels good. So,
Steve Borden joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. And Steve, I wanted to ask you about, you know, some of your brethren. I'm good friends with Diamond Dallas Page. We've gone to Iraq to visit the troops together. I played minor league baseball with the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and that's why he turned to wrestling. He wasn't very good as an infielder. How are you physically? I mean, the one thing DDP and I discuss all the time, he's doing yoga. I do Bikram yoga to try to, because I'm 50 and my body just sucks right now. But, you know, you can't, he, as he always says, you can't cheat gravity, and he's broken his back and his neck and so many different things. How are you physically?
Man, you know, I'm haggard. You know, I'm up there now. I'm up there now. I just turned 54, and, you know,
you got
guys like Ric Flair and, you know, Hulk Hogan is still out there at it, and he hasn't been in the ring wrestling, but he wants to get back. And so I'm one of the last guys of my generation that's still actually, you know, active and in the ring, and it's definitely getting harder and harder. And, you know, I've got some arthritis going in the knees, and I have to train completely different now, and you know, more on flexibility and, you know, movement and you know, stuff that's going to help me in the ring, you know, picking up bodies and having my body being thrown around as well. So things have changed for sure.
What did you think of Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler?
He did a great job. I mean, he got in great shape, and, you know, a lot of the moves that he did, I mean, he captured, you know, the character for sure. And man, he has a knack for it. He's just he must be a natural athlete, because I thought he did a good job.
Joining us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline is Steve. You will know him as Sting Borden. And Steve, the reason that, you know, we're really excited to chat with you is because we're both big, huge wrestling fans, but we're also big movie fans. So you are both. You now have a movie that is coming out. It's having its DVD release, Revelation Road. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a movie with a message. Yes, it's action adventure, and, you know, we're a biker gang, and Brian Bosworth plays the lead in the movie, and he's the lead in the gang as well, and I'm one of his henchmen. And it's all about, you know, God trying to get a hold of people, God trying to, you know, reveal his plan to people. And it's about the end times. It's about the rapture. And but, you know, you've got all the action in there included. So it's a movie with a message, and, you know, just to let people know, or try to bring awareness to them, that there's something beyond wrestling, beyond baseball and or Olympic gold medals and everything else. And so that's what the movie's all about.
Steve, it was such an honor chatting with you. Thank you for joining us. We wish you the best of luck in wrestling and in your movie career, if you choose to continue that.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Steve. Take care.
Thank you.